Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome to Attack the Backlog version 2.0, the new and improved, maybe, podcast where I, Mark Kuznets, tries to make a dent in their backlog. Why am I speaking to myself in the third person? Because I've been doing it since the beginning, originally as a means to sprinkle in a little bit of my non-binariness to be like, hey, by the way, this is the pronoun I like, even though it doesn't make grammatical sense. And then after a point when I kind of maybe regretted that because it does not make sense exactly, it's just too ingrained in the Attack the Backlog formula, the ingredients, the recipe. So it's always going to be there. T-H-E-I-R. But I am Marcus Genez, and this is the show where I talk about playing games in my backlog, one game at a time, now in more of a casual podcasty way, with a final proper episode like the old episodes once I've finished a game. But we get to go along for the ride this time, which I think is the best of both worlds, because you're still going to get that final product, but now you get to see how I feel as I'm working my way through the game, and that should be fun. You get more content that way. This episode of version 2.0, the very first episode of this refresh, I guess we can call it, because it's so fresh, is all about Ghost Recon. Recon? I can speak sometimes, but not now, apparently. Ghost Recon Wildlands, which should be called, and by should be, I mean its actual title is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, I'm pretty sure. But I'm going to talk about the game as much as I can, because it's been a little while since I've played it, which might already tell you quite a lot about how I feel about it, since I have not played it in 2 weeks, give or take. But I've got my trusty notebook, my notepad. Do you say notes? It's just notes. Workbook. It's a workbook. It's not a notebook or a notepad. It's a workbook from the lovely company Field Notes, which you can't see that well because the video is in black and white and you won't be able to see the color coding I did for my note taking. But Field Notes is a local company, me being in Chicago, which is nice, and also just a very popular, well-known brand. Is their stuff pricey? Yeah. But I think it's a high quality and I like supporting local. But this is my workbook. I have the, what is it? Durable materials. It's the heavy duty one though. The spiral top thing. Because I find that the traditional notebooks that you open like that, that have the stitch binding, I don't like writing in those, because you gotta hold them open. That's not fun. This, you just get to do page by page. You can't see shit. The light is just, there we go. There's some notes. So I've got, there's one page. It's not easy to flip the page because I'm old and have dry fingers. On the back side, there's another one. And there's another one. So we got about 5.5 pages of notes currently. So let us talk about Wildlands, me touching upon my notes as well while I do it, but you'll be getting the gameplay now. So, video people, this is my gameplay. Anywho, my feelings about Ghost Recon. Okay, I get saying Ghost Recon. I get screwing that up. Ghost Recon?
My thoughts about Ghost Recon Wildlands is that I don't really like it all that much. I'm not going to do this voice anymore because it's nobody's going to like this. But
in my excitement to return to Ghost Recon Wildlands, a game I played a decent amount of right around when it came out, roughly, was immediately tempered by my first bad decision, which was deleting my original save and starting over. So some of the unlocks I had already obtained, some of the missions I had already completed, so on and so forth, were all gone. I didn't play that much, so I didn't lose that much, but there wasn't really anything to me starting over other than getting to re-experience the tutorials. Other than that, all I did was make myself have to play more and re-unlock things in a game where the story doesn't matter and the gameplay, the things to do, all of that is very repetitive very quickly. The world of Ghost Recon Wildlands is huge. If you zoom out of the map and scroll around the entirety of it, it's a huge playground for you to do stuff in. The problem is there's not anything to do. It's a nice looking world, but all of the space in between points of interest, there's just nothing to do. And this is exacerbated when you're playing solo like I am. I think with 1, 2, 3 other people, you can find a way to make your own fun in the game by creating your own objectives for one another. But playing by yourself, it quickly becomes very tedious and boring and not as relaxing as I was hoping for and expecting. This is in part because your AI teammates who are always with you, and I do like that if you leave them and drive away in a car or fly away, they will immediately get transported to your vehicle if there are enough seats available, or they'll just magically be teleported to wherever you are when you land or stop and get out on foot. So that is nice. But overall, your AI teammates are pretty stupid and borderline useless outside of the whatever it's called where you sync your shots. It might be called syncing shots or sync shots. And the occasional time when you get a little bit too aggressive or do something stupid, get down and need to be revived. But there are times also when you need to get revived and one AI teammate comes over you and maybe glitches out and just keeps almost crouching to revive you, but then standing back up, and then the other teammate comes and tries to revive you, does the same thing, and then the final third teammate does the exact same thing, and then you have to reload from the last checkpoint, and that becomes frustrating. But to go over my notes so far, teammate AI is stupid and occasionally broken. At one point when I was downed, one AI teammate came over, and this is exactly what I was talking about. So that is the exact first note I wrote down. Then we have vehicles, which feel loose as if they have no traction. This was more of a problem initially, and I think maybe I just got used to the way they control, but I don't think most of the vehicles control all that well. It does make some sense for them to not control that well, because there are plenty of vehicles that don't really seem like all-terrain vehicles, but then at the same time, you can take a motorbike and drive up a steep hill full of rocks and all of this crap in a way that I am no expert, and by no expert, I mean I have no experience whatsoever, but seemingly in a way that no bike could ever possibly manage to maneuver through all of that crap so proficiently. It's ridiculous. But the bullet drop on the sniper rifles feels very off, and there's not a great way to judge it. I thought I could judge it with the scopes, but that didn't seem to work. It seemed like something you just have to figure out on your own through experience and not through any kind of on-screen indicators. But I could be wrong, and probably am wrong. But it didn't seem like any information I had, knowing the distance and then looking at the scope, was doing me any favors. The load times are surprisingly awful, and I'm playing this on Xbox Series X. Of course, a game has to be updated and designed to really utilize the SSD to make the most out of it. But even so, games, a decent amount of games, have experienced quite the beneficial boost in load times just inherently. This is not the case with Ghost Recon Wildlands. And this was also not the case with at least the initial load for the crew, as I remember. But that was more of a having to speak to the server and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if the load times, the loading in Ghost Recon Wildlands when you die, if that has a part of it that has to re-speak to the server, which may be part of the issue. But there are times where the loads took right around 1 minute. And if you've ever sat for a minute waiting for a game to load after you've died, it's not fun. And if you die a lot, I didn't die a lot. I'm a pro gamer. But dying and having to wait that long, even if it's seldomly, still very frustrating. I don't know what I was thinking, getting all funky with my... All right. That was just some self-commentary on my weird note-taking things. It may just be the game's HDR settings, but it is very dark at night, borderline impossible to see anything at times. Night vision makes up for this, but I'm not sure if that's the intention or if the HDR settings, which you can adjust, are just a little off. Otherwise, it still looks good for a 7-year-old open world game. I just read my note right there, word for word, which is why it sounded less casual and more like I was reading something written. And that is because that is exactly what I was doing. But the HDR settings may be a little off in that case. But at the same time, I think part of HDR is getting those darker darks. However, unless I was missing it, there were no settings in the menu for HDR so that you could adjust it and increase the max brightness or darkness, so on and so forth. That kind of sucked. And I don't believe it was an auto HDR game. I think it was HDR built in. But overall, it still looks quite good. And the world is pretty. But again, as pretty as it is, as big as it is, it doesn't matter when there's nothing to do. It feels very much like a Far Cry game where there's just nothing in between all of the missions. There's no wildlife to run into. There are outposts, I guess, as things to do, but they are incredibly boring. And part of me really thinks a lot of this comes down to whether you play solo or with friends, because I could see outposts being way more fun, engaging, interesting if you're playing with other people and you can utilize real tactics to get through an area, through an outpost, without getting spotted once and doing it completely stealthily. But with your AI teammates, it's just, let's use this sync shot as much as we can, and then when they know we're here, let us just destroy them. And I put the game on easy or whatever the easiest difficulty is because I just want to chill out and relax in this world as much as I can. And I don't need challenge, especially when I'm playing with three dumb idiot AI folk. The in-game chatter is very repetitive. You'll hear the same stuff pretty regularly. And there's a radio in the game, and on one of the stations, you have a radio DJ who is incredibly annoying. I don't know if it's a real-life DJ or just a voice actor doing a thing, but to my ears, they sound like a Bolivian, because the game takes place in Bolivia, so I'm just going to say they sound like a Bolivian blob, because I don't know what else to say that's going to be making myself sound like a horrible person. But they sound like a Bolivian Bobcat Goldthwait, or however you say that dude's last name. And I don't think that sounds good. Maybe you like his voice and you think that's going to be a great time. Then do I have the game for you. And it's called Ghost Recon Wildlands. Let's see what other little bit of notes I have. Just a little bit more. Then we'll call this episode a wrap. And you can tell this is a very... We're still working this. And I just wanted to make sure I got an episode of this out. The game is just incredibly boring and repetitive in all the wrong ways. Also, forced stealth sections. Yes. There are forced stealth sections, plenty, which can be very frustrating because you fail the stealth. You have to restart from the mission beginning, and that isn't fun, especially if you are trying to get into a space at night and you want to take out the snipers so they don't spot you from afar, and you have your sniper rifle, but then the bullet drop is doing its stupid thing where you can't really get it, and you have to get close enough so that you feel more reliable with your sniper shot. And that's not fun. And there are quite a few tail missions too, which are not fun either. I don't like tail missions. That's why the third act of Metal Gear Solid 4 pissed me off, and I think tainted my experience so much that I hated everything else that came after that. But I really need to revisit Metal Gear Solid 4 one day, someday. Please port it, Konami. Give us that Metal Gear Solid Volume 2. Okay. There are some underground bases as well, where you have to defend. And by defend, I mean descend. I can't read. My spelling is perfectly fine. It's my reading that's the comprehension issue. But there are some underground bases where you have to descend flights of stairs. You can't use an elevator. You can't just fall down and not take fall damage. So you have to descend 10 plus flights of stairs. So you're just going around in a spiral circle, round and round and round and round. And it doesn't take a significant amount of time, but it's still annoying to do that, especially when completing the mission requires you to leave the mission area. So you have to go up those flight of stairs because, again, no elevator and just rubbing salt in the wound. But yeah, the map is huge, as I already said, and even the points of interest, blah, blah, blah. Just a bunch of resource tagging. A lot of the stuff you're doing is resource tagging so that you can collect these resources that you can use to unlock upgrades, as well as finding skill points and bits of lore, information about your targets, and some vehicle stealing and tagging, all for collecting these resources that you use to upgrade yourself and learn about new locations of other collectibles and whatnot. But so far, I'm just not really feeling the game, and I'm not sure if it's because I'm playing it solo, if it's because I'm still working through emotional baggage with so many other things, so that it's not quite fair to the game. But I do think a lot of it falls on the game and its relative emptiness and repetitiveness, so that there's just not a lot to do. And once you've done what few things there are to do, you're going to be doing all that stuff over and over and over again. And that just kind of sucks. The gunplay feels all right, but overall, it's just been a pretty dull experience, and one that I've not particularly enjoyed playing, because every time I go back to it, I know I'm just going to be doing the same thing. It's not even a great podcast game in that sense. But I'm hoping when I finally get back to it, things turn around maybe. But there's still plenty of game for me to experience, as it's structured similar-ishly to Mercenaries, if you remember that game, which was fantastic, and kind of Just Cause. It feels a lot like Just Cause without any of the excitement, without any of the bombasticness. It controls better. It feels better as a shooter, because that was the one thing that Just Cause never managed to achieve, unless they pulled that off in Just Cause 4, which I've still not played. Just Cause 4 had a lot going for it, except the vehicle controls were really bad. Compared to that, Wildlands feels great. And the shooting wasn't super satisfying either. It didn't feel that great. And part of that was because you have all these things you can do, so they can't have a control like a traditional shooter, because those controls are working for other things and other actions that make the game so fun and exciting and random and all of that stuff we love about Just Cause. So if there was some way to combine the two, I think there'd be something special here. And I know that plenty of people would love to play a Just Cause game cooperatively. But Ghost Recon Wildlands is a fairly unexciting game so far. And there's so much left for me to do. So many bosses and mini-bosses for me to take down. And I don't know if I should continue doing what I'm doing, which is a lot of menial work and going after upgrades, and if I should just try and make some progress on the story and see if that opens up anything. I really want to do whatever mission gets me the backpack that allow me to go invisible, a la Snake in Metal Gear Solid 1, which was my favorite thing to do upon New Game Plus. Even though that ending that you were required to experience to get that cloak was the ending I never liked getting. But enough about that, and enough of this here episode. So that will do it for episode 1 of Attack the Backlog version 2.0. This string of episodes, this episode all about Ghost Recon Wildlands, and we will be back in another week with an update on my Wildlands experience. Maybe the same, it may be different. The length of episodes will vary wildly, not to punny it up, but they will vary, of course, because if my experience is very similar, then you're not going to hear much new from me. So we'll see how everything goes. This is all still a work in progress. But that is it. That is all for now. Again, I am Mark Kuznets. Y'all can find me pretty much everywhere at PX Sausage. If you enjoy this here show or any of the stuff I do and what have you, you can support me and my nonsense over at patreon.com/PXS, where at the $5 tier, you get access to a monthly Q&A, random drops on the Patreon, and more silly nonsense, as well as a Patreon exclusive Discord channel and other goodies. So if any of that sounds enticing to you, go over there and give it a join. You can test it out for a month. Just see. Maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. But you won't know until you give the O'Meal a little taste. In addition, though, to the Patreon, you can find links to the site, the YouTube, the Discord, and so much more over at pxsausage.com. But for now, that is it. That is all. As always, thank you for watching or listening. I hope you enjoyed this here episode, and I hope you have both a wonderful rest of your day, a lovely rest of your week, and a wonderful weekend. But for now, adios, arrivederci.